FGF printing advances may be a game changer. When it comes to additive manufacturing, fused filament fabrication, FFF, has steadily risen in the ranks with regard to cost, design, reliability and capability, including metal triple times F, but often lacks in terms of large format printing. Fused granular fabrication, FGF, its counterpart that uses pellets instead of filaments, offers many of the same benefits as triple times F but has been less accessible until now. During the past years, leaders in the industry have been steadily making FGF more available and economical while paving the way for more environmentally friendly 3D printing at a larger scale. So, why is FGF becoming a major focus while the industry is developing new printers and materials? Benefits of FGF. A main benefit of FGF is that it converts raw material directly to the print bed in a granular form, delivering it via a screw-driven process. Since filaments are made from that initial raw material, the process can potentially produce cost savings by eliminating the added step of converting. In pellet form, flow rate is easily increased. Instead of a filament extruder pushing the material into a small diameter nozzle, FGF typically has larger pellet extruders that significantly increase the rate. Although new filaments are constantly entering the market, there are still many thermoplastics and other materials that have yet to be viable for converting to filament, such as high carbon fibers that are difficult to spool. The ability to get bulk pellets also means a cost savings, and they are also often easier to find. If triple times F will be used for a big project, it means finding enough material and possibly changing out multiple spools. With FGF, those challenges are eliminated. If parts need to be big, even a larger triple times F printer will require added time, which means a higher risk of issues. FGF printers are designed to print big, resulting in shorter turnaround times and more reliability. Since they are often designed with multiple heat zones, it also means they provide the ability to change to a new material quicker. Companies leading the way. While FGF is still an evolving 3D printing method, materials developers and additive manufacturing leaders have taken note and have started collaborating to innovate the realm. The need for pellet materials and printers that are able to produce large-scale applications is evident, said Hugo da Silva, DSM Vice President of Additive Manufacturing. Working side by side with innovative printer manufacturers like Juggerbot 3D allows us to create material solutions while ensuring manufacturers have access to reliable machines. DSM, a chemical company, formed a partnership with Juggerbot 3D in 2019. The two have continued to work together to discover new realms of FGF possibilities. One challenge that needed to be overcome was the potential for oozing in the extrusion path. Juggerbot 3D's P344 FGF printer took on that problem thanks to a posi melt screw feature. Along with allowing for the use of different thermoplastics, the printer has a posi-stop nozzle that eliminates drooling and stringing. It features a 915mm by 1220mm by 1220mm build volume and, according to the company, produces parts 200 times faster than other machines. It also includes an integrated workstation, professional slicing software, and adaptive bed technology. Discovery 3D Printers has been forging ahead with FGF innovations since releasing its Super Discovery 3D printer in 2016. Since then, the company has evolved its technologies and released a compact version of the printer to increase production times and address finishing challenges. The company recently released its hybrid model, which allows both pellets and filament to be used with output of 2 kg per hour. It was designed to increase resolution, which was often lacking in early FGF printers, and allow for more complex parts to be printed. Cincinnati Incorporated, a build-to-order machine tool manufacturer, partnered with Ohio State University's Center for Design and Manufacturing Excellence to expand its additive manufacturing capabilities. Its industrialized medium area additive manufacturing, MAAM, printers can be used with filament or pellet extruders. Its innovative extruders are made to deliver accurate prints at high speeds. The ability to use filament or pellets offers versatility for complex jobs. C's MUM printer expands the diversity of printers we have to offer at CDME and further differentiates Ohio State as one of the global leaders in additive manufacturing, said CDME Executive Director Nate Ames. The ability to 3D print Ultim, Peak and Peck at meter scale opens a new world of manufacturing opportunities. Colossus was established in 2017 with a focus on designing FGF printers. Its newest offering, the Colossus XS series, has a build volume of 1,600 by 1,200 by 1,300 and reaches speeds of 200 millimeters per second. Along with developing new printing technologies, the company is working with ColorFab, a filament leader, to create new options for FGF printing. That partnership has led to turning ColorFab's lightweight LWPLA filament into an FGF option. When I first saw LWPLA as a filament print, I knew this material would be revolutionary for the FGF market, said Colossus CEO Philippe Daniel Murillet. The principle is almost designed for FGF technology. Printing twice as fast, twice as light, both are factors that scale with print volume exponentially. The larger you print, the larger the impact. Applying the principle to large-scale print systems only using pellets means you can easily alternate very low and very high layer heights on nozzles ranging from 1mm to 8mm, reaching a wide variety of results on a single machine. By using the foaming technique correctly and having this material stable for large-scale extrusion, parts can be produced rapidly, creating a financial advantage toward industrial adaptation. LWPLA was introduced in 2019 and was the first to use active foaming technology, which made it possible to 3D print lightweight, low-density parts. According to the company, users can decrease material flow by 65% for lightweight parts or use its expanding properties to reduce print times via larger layer heights or thicker perimeters. While pellets aren't available yet, the companies have seen positive testing results by layering heights at 1cm using an 8mm Weber extruder. The companies believe that the ability to create high layer heights at a reduced cost will open the realm of FGF's capabilities. In print services around the world, cost is a function of material price plus printing time. Higher layer heights allow for reduced print times, Murillet said. It's like having a 4.5K/H extruder capable of 9K/H, and the ability to print only percentages of the normal weight, what's not to love? It will change the way people print from this moment onwards.
FGF may still be lagging behind TFF and other 3D printing processes, but the latest innovations just may push this method to the cusp of creating another 3D printing revolution.